Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Today is the Real ID deadline. The head of Homeland Security is now saying people will still be able to board flights without a Real ID, but be prepared for extra steps. Christine Nome says those who still lack a passport or another form of identification that complies with the Real ID law may be diverted to a different line, but they will still be able to fly. New Jersey has issued the least amount of Real IDs, and now lawmakers are looking to catch up with neighboring states by bringing the application for a new ID online. More on that from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Real ID appointments have been jamming up New Jersey MVC offices statewide. Assembly Majority Leader Lou Greenwald introduced a bill to provide some relief.
I feel like there's an opportunity here to help with the consumers and to help move this along and to do it in a more expedited fashion.
He says security is important, but convenience matters too, and this will help people save time.
Just like you can get your driver's license online now renewed, this would be an updated version of that.
When asked why they didn't do something like this sooner, Greenwald says the delays and changes to Real ID policies over several presidential administrations throughout the years have made everything difficult, but he says now is the right time.
There's a better way to do this, and let's implement it. So I think it can happen quickly.
While this bill was just introduced in Trenton, Greenwald expects there will be a sense of urgency to get something done, and he thinks it'll move through pretty swiftly. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police in Washington Township, New Jersey are investigating after a 10-year-old boy died inside a home from a gunshot wound to the head. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has details.
It was just after 2:30 in the afternoon when police responded to a gunshot in a home on Westminster Boulevard near its intersection with Georgetown Road. There, they found a 10-year-old boy shot in the head. Police say first responders tried to administer life-saving treatment, but it was too late. The boy was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials have not identified the boy or shared any of the circumstances surrounding the shooting. This home on a quiet, picturesque block in Turnersville is just around the corner from Birch's Elementary School, where officials say the boy was a student. The school district is coordinating counseling and support services for students, faculty, staff, and families affected by the tragic incident. Washington Township and the Gloucester County Prosecutor's Office are jointly investigating. They say anyone with information should contact Washington Township's Detective Bureau in Turnersville. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Pennsylvania House is prepared to vote on Governor Josh Shapiro's plan to shift hundreds of millions of dollars to public transit, including SEPTA. While the bill is expected to pass the House, it's the same as legislation that didn't see the light of day in the state Senate last year, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The legislation wouldn't increase the state sales tax, but instead would increase the percentage of existing revenue to public transit, adding about $300 million annually. Democrats say the plan saves SEPTA and Pittsburgh Regional Transit from massive service cuts without raising taxes. During debate in the Transportation Committee, when Republican Kerry Benninghoff asked Democrat Ed Nielsen if there's a plan to cut $300 million from other programs, Nielsen says they don't have to because sales tax revenue was higher than budgeted.
I'm assuming we're banking on that increased collection to continue in perpetuity.
That is correct. Over the last 16 to 20 years, history has shown us that they are getting this kind of increase, so this would not be a burden on the general fund.
Benninghoff was a no vote. Bucks County Republicans Shelby Labs and Casey Tomlinson voted with Democrats in support of the plan. While the bill likely has the votes in the Democratic-controlled House, Republican leaders in the GOP-majority state Senate have been against increased transit funding, with Senate Republican leader Joe Pittman saying any increases must benefit rural areas like his Indiana County. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Philadelphia Fair Chance Brewery is helping a group of people overcome housing insecurity and justice involvement by building quality careers in the hospitality industry. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports Triple Bottom is hosting its second paid leadership development and job training program at its 9th and Spring Garden facility.
I am a person that doesn't generally like people.
51-year-old Neva Ferry says the Future of Services apprenticeship program at Triple Bottom helped her focus on her communication skills and to put herself first, something that wasn't easy for her.
This actually opened me up. I could talk to anybody now. Like, my communication skills have improved greatly.
What are you hoping to achieve after the program?
Hopefully I'll be able to open my business, my soup kitchen, you know, just be more in tune with myself and the goals that I've set for myself instead of caring more about everybody else's needs before my own.
There are 11 apprentices in the program, some who were once incarcerated and who face housing insecurity. These students started in February. They'll graduate in June. They'll even brew their own beer and create a label for it. The program offers real work experience in the taproom and in private events to prepare apprentices for quality careers in hospitality. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.